24-7 The River, Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream, the Dog and Joe Show, with a special guest this morning, Leilani from the Placer County SPCA. You are the CEO and spokeswoman, I'm told.
I love that title. I absolutely am, and I'm proud to say that.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Leilani came in today because this is really cool, and I know Joe knows a lot about this because Joe has adopted all of his dogs from the Placer County SPCA.
I have.
But this month, you guys have... or waiving all the adoption fees.
That's absolutely right. During the month of August, we received a generous donation from a private family foundation that will allow us to waive all adoption fees at all three of our locations. We have three locations.
Yeah.
We have one in Roseville, we have an adoption center in Auburn, and we also have an adoption center at Pet Food Express and Fountains in Roseville.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So fees will be waived at all three locations for all cats, dogs, kittens, puppies, guinea pigs, rabbits, critters, whatever
you guys
have available.
Do you guys get a lot of guinea pigs and rabbits and hamsters and stuff? Do you get a lot of that?
You know, rabbits are our third most common animal to receive at the center.
Huh.
And we'll throw in a few guinea pigs, some rats, and sometimes the random iguana. You just don't
I was going to say snakes or reptiles, too, sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tortoises. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff will come through there every once in a while.
You're right. You're right. The occasional pygmy goat, a few chickens.
Yeah.
You never know what to expect.
Yeah. So what is the range of fees? I mean, what are these people going to save, or what are you waiving? Like, what are the costs?
Well, our adoption fees generally range from about $50 on up to $300. An adoption fee covers everything. So the adoption of the animal includes spay or neuter surgery. It includes testing for common viruses. It includes vaccinations. It includes
chipping.
Microchipping. Absolutely.
Licensing and all that?
Not licensing, no, because we're not a county agency.
Gotcha.
So we're a private agency. And then finally, we also provide a certificate for a free health check from a veterinarian.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So really the value is far more than even the $50 to $300. If you were to go out and purchase a pet and then go for all of those services, you're looking at close to $1,000 depending on the type of animal.
I think easily. Yeah, mm-hmm. Easily.
And you're going to do that for the entire month of August.
We're going to do that while funding lasts, but we anticipate that that will be through the month of August.
Wow.
Yes.
So you need to get out. You need to get a Fido or a little Kiki or maybe a tortoise or a bunny rabbit. What would you say right now, dog-wise, what's the most common breed that you have at your locations?
Oh, gosh. You know, every day is different. At the Placer SPCA, we receive between 3,000 and 4,000 animals every single year.
Wow.
August isn't a big month for us because...
Is or is not?
Of animals. We have a lot of people who are in transition. Some move out of the area and feel that they can't take their pet with them.
Oh, that's got to be heart-wrenching.
It is. It's heart-wrenching for them. It's heart-wrenching for us because we become quite full. Warm weather months are kitten season. That's when cats produce.
Yep.
So we receive a lot of kittens during this time of year. So right now for breeds, going back to your question, we see a lot of Chihuahuas and what I call bully breed mixes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about a dog that bullies other dogs.
Right,
but
yeah.
You've got American Pit Bull Terriers. You've got American Bulldogs. You've got Boston Bull Terriers. So there's a lot that fall into that bully breed mix. Chihuahuas and German Shepherds also. We're seeing a lot of beautiful German Shepherds come through the center.
What's the quickest adoption typically? Which animal? Which breed of dog or cat? What do people most often gravitate toward that you've seen?
You know, it's going to be puppies. Always puppies and kittens are easier to adopt than the adult animals, which I find amazing because I think that if you adopt an adult animal, be it a cat or a dog, you know who you're getting. They're adults. You understand what their behavior is going to be like. No matter how the puppy or kitten behaves initially, it's not a guarantee, just
right.
Like bringing up kids,
sure.
Of what you're going to get in the long run. So I lean toward the adult animals myself, but kittens and puppies are cute, right? So they're easier to adopt. And, of course, the little fluffy, you know, I call them the little fluffy ones, are the ones that really are very easy
the
to
heart
transition
melters.
Through.
Yes, the little,
And the adult dogs, they like a puppy's a puppy. So you get a puppy from the SPCA or you get a puppy from anywhere else, you're going to get a puppy. They've really spent no time, you know, in the SPCA or where they're grown up, you know, where have you. But you get an adult
anything.
Dog,
yeah.
And the love that that dog gives you when you adopt them from, it's... I don't know how to explain
You've
it.
You've rescued them from jail.
Yeah.
I kind of know it.
Well,
I think it's your point.
Not jail, but because they're so well taken care of.
Well, I don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
You don't take care of them. But for a dog, they're behind a cage. That's jail.
They're not on a couch. They're not with their owners watching TV. They're not playing in the backyard. You know, they're the love of a human only comes once in a while, and it is amazing the way that they react to you. I've gotten two that way now. I mean, it almost tears me up. I love it. I just absolutely love the way they are. They've been loyal, huh? I've had a really good dog.
Yeah, Joe's had some good ones.
Yeah, really good dogs.
And that's the thing about pets, right? They just make life better.
I love it.
And so when you adopt, you are helping to potentially save an animal's life.
Yeah.
But you're also improving your own life, right?
It's great, man.
We know that for a fact. It's scientifically proven.
How long have you been with Placer SPCA?
Since 2002, so I'm almost in my I'm in my 16th year.
Okay.
Oh, you love it then, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
How do you not have a garage and house and yard full of cats and dogs? I mean, because you do this because you love the animals. You want them to go to good homes. But how do you not stuff them in your purse every night or sneak one in the car? How do you not have...
That's a great question.
I mean, don't you want to take a lot of these home, like, daily, these animals you see?
You know, of course I do. I love animals. That's why I've worked in animal welfare for over 20 years.
Yeah.
But there comes a certain point where you realize that you can only take so many home. So my goal is to make sure they all find great homes. And I work with a great staff, and we have close to 1,000 volunteers who work with us to really, while the animals are in our care, to give them the best lives possible while they're with us, but then also working toward finding them that permanent home. We're very proud of what we do. I know that that center is going to be filled with animals regardless of whether or not I'm there. So if I can be there to make it better for them, then I will be there.
Sure.
It's cool. I've went out and helped out with a number of events that they put on, giving away dog adoption days and cat adoption days, and been over there to help work out. I have a friend who works there, you know, so I'm wrapped up in that place. I like it quite a bit. And they do, you treat the animals fantastic. Do you form bonds?
Of course. We're really proud of what we do, and oftentimes I have a random animal in my office.
I would think so. I don't know how you couldn't, you know?
That's the wonderful thing about working there, is you really realize the difference that you're making, be it as a volunteer or a staff member. When animals come in, I can look into their eyes and feel like I'm confident that I can make a difference and that they're going to be safe with us.
Yeah. Do you guys ever take them home for like a night or a couple nights? Is there one that you just kind of like, oh, I'm going to take you home and introduce you, or I want you to come home for a couple nights? Do you ever just take them home? Are there any like travel animals that want to go with you guys home, and then you bring them back each day?
You know, we have a foster care program, so there are a lot of volunteers who will take animals home for a period of time through recovery, if they've had special surgery, or if they're too young to go up for adoption. I have to admit, I have fostered animals myself, and we have what we call foster failures, which are animals that don't ever come back to the center because the foster person has kept them, and I have to admit, I've been in that situation myself.
That's why I can't do it. I would love to be a foster helper, I cannot do that. I would get I'd have 16,000 dogs at my house.
Yeah, he'd be a cat and a dog guy. The county would come out and shut him down because he'd have all these animals.
I got two dogs and a cat right now. I just always got a house full of animals.
Yeah, it's a pretty selfless thing to do. It really is, to love and care for an animal and then return it so that it can find a permanent home. That's pretty selfless.
It's so hard, man.
Very cool. I appreciate you stopping by to share all this, Leilani. And again, do you guys have a website? And give us all the details one more time.
We do. If you go to placersspca.org, you'll see pictures of the animals available for adoption. That changes so rapidly. Don't count on just that. Come down and visit us at 150 Corporation Yard Road in Roseville. That's our headquarters. We have also a location in Auburn and Pet Food Express at Fountains. So have a visit or look on our website, placersspca.org. Our phone number's there, our hours of operation. Fee waived adoptions through the entire month of August. All animals, all locations. We're really grateful to the Family Foundation that provided the funding for this.
Very cool. Leilani, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
We'll put all the details and links up on Facebook at 937theriver.com.